Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio on this New Year's Eve, December 31st, Wednesday. And to close out the year, my friends, I've got my good buddy, former city councilman, Clayton Perry. And I wanted to ask him about this past year what's been going on in San Antonio and what he foresees. To look into his crystal ball and see what's going on or what could be coming down the road for San Antonio in 2026. Clayton, thank you for taking time today. Welcome to the show. And please tell us, give us your thoughts. What do you think about 2025 in San Antonio? And as we let the year go by, go out, what do you think about the coming year?
Well, George, thank you for having me, and it's great to be here. Had a great Christmas. I hope everybody had a great Christmas celebration with their families. And today's New Year's Eve, and we got this New Year's coming in, rolling in tonight. So, yeah, I think, you know, on a whole, 2025 was very interesting for San Antonio. Of course, I guess our biggest news was we held our election that we brought in a new mayor after Ron Nirenberg, who had been there for eight long years. We brought in a new mayor, Gina Ortiz Jones. And, you know, that election was very interesting because you had 27 mayoral candidates. And yes, I was one of them. And two people made it into a runoff that were relatively outsiders coming into San Antonio that had not had really any city experience or background about how this city operated and how it ran. And but hey, that's the way it goes. Gina did win the election, and it's going to set the tone for San Antonio for, you know, up to eight years now, because there's the term limits were changed to 2 4-year terms instead of 4 2-year terms. So we got the potential of having another mayor here for 8 years. That will set the tone for the city for the future here. And we have some major issues. This last year, you know, I in my most saddest time in San Antonio, I'm going to say that since I've been here since 1991, where we lost 13 people to a flooding condition on 410 and Perrin Bidel. That to me was, it was devastating, really, for this city. And it all comes down to the reason that that happened was because the lack of infrastructure money that we're putting into this city. And that's just a prime example of not maintaining our drainage system here that allowed that flooding to happen that quickly. And we lost 13 lives. And you go back and take a look at that, George, and yes, that made headline news for just a few days, and then it was over with. It was a non-event. And to me, that was a tragedy that all rests back to city council and this city staff that is ignoring our infrastructure needs. And I'm not just talking drainage, but our roads. Our roads are terrible, and people complain about it every year. And I say, you know, the city council now says, oh, well, we're putting over $120 million in our infrastructure a year. You know what, George? That was how much we raised the infrastructure budget my first year on city council. So they haven't put any more money into where we need to in maintaining this city. We got $6 billion worth of infrastructure needs, and we're still failing to up our yearly budget for our infrastructure here. And it's going to continue to fail. And what are we doing instead? In this year, we put it to a vote, let's spend more money on the shiny things. And the new Spurs arena, that's just another example of where the city puts their priorities, not on taking care of what we have, but let's build new stuff and invest in new stuff that we're not going to be able to afford to maintain anyway. So it's just a vicious cycle that we've gotten ourselves into, and it's going to be interesting to see what's coming in the future to help support all of these new projects that they're wanting to do. So this last year, there was some good things that happened, but let me tell you, on a whole, our crime rate is not, they're saying that it's going down, but I do not believe those numbers. Don't believe them in a heartbeat when you see the number of murders that are happening here and the crime rates that we do have. Yeah, we might have had a reduction, but how does that compare to other cities? We're still in the top percentages of all the cities here in Texas and the U.S. on crime and violent crime. So those are dark stains on San Antonio that we just don't put the money in the right places to take care of. And until we do, we're not going to attract those premier businesses to San Antonio, and we're not going to be able to really up our wages and living standards for the majority of people here in San Antonio. And it's just a shame. So 2025, I was disappointed in 2025, but you know what? 2026 is going to have just as many challenges, if not more. You're starting to hear about it now. We have the police union, or the police association, there starting to get ready for the negotiations for a new contract. Are we going to get additional police officers? That was a big disappointment this last year. We're just getting a handful of new officers this year, and we're not putting the resources where they need to be. And this next contract is going to be interesting to see if the city is going to offer any new pay and benefits for the police officers. We're still losing them. We're losing them to other cities that are paying more and giving better benefits. So we're like a training ground here in San Antonio. We train them up here, and then they go off to other cities for better pay and better benefits. So that's going to be a key for 2026. How are we going to treat the police officers in their next contract? And that's going to be one of the biggest challenges here. How is that going to be reflected in our crime rate? Is it going to go down? And when I'm saying going down, get better statistics in other cities. Not that our crime rate is going down, but how do we compare to other cities? And that's the key statistics that people need to look at when they're looking at San Antonio versus somewhere else to go live and relocate their businesses or start up a business. So very key data points for the future. So to me, that's one of the key things this next year that we all need to look out for. And then there's going to be, I'm sure the city's going to be coming up with new bonds for this next year. It's been 5 years since the last bond that was passed, and we'll see where they're going to put the emphasis in. What are they going to spend our tax dollars on this next bond? Where are they going to emphasize? Where do they want to put their money? So to me, those are two huge issues for 2026, and we'll see where it goes.
The two things that seem to be really looming like a tidal wave on San Antonio is this whole issue of the deficit and how San Antonio is going to pay for things that they want to get, and how much debt we're going to create for the taxpayer, as well as the whole issue of public safety. Between the debt and public safety, I'm kind of worried.
Yeah, absolutely, and everybody should be. I mean, this city cannot spend more than it brings in. That's by law. We can't do that. So what they're going to have to do is find money from every pocket in the city to make up for that deficit. They were able to do that this year. I don't know if you remember, but it was about a $30 million deficit.
Yes.
That they had to make up. Well, this next year is, I think it was projected for $120 million.
Correct.
So this is
Yep.
a compounded issue that will get bigger and bigger every year, because look, when I was on council, Eric Walsh came in, and what did he do? He immediately went in and hired a bunch of people and gave them huge pay raises. He said he needed quality people, and he had to compete with other cities. So what did he do? He gave the city staff a huge, big pay raise with benefits. And, you know, that was something that I saw that, and I said, man, this is every year, you know, with the pay increases, built-in pay increases and promotions and what have you, that bill is just going to continue to escalate year after year. And that's where a lot of that money is going to, is paying benefits for the city staff. And that's not counting the police officers or the firefighters. That's just the city staff. And they made out really, really well. And each year that will compound into bigger debt every year. So every year they're going to have to find areas to cut from. What's the easiest you can cut from? Well, take it out of the streets, take it out of the parks, take it out of the drainage. So your infrastructure pot is going to continue to get smaller and smaller every year, because they're having to pay these must-pay bills that they've created. And, you know, you're absolutely right, George, and everybody should be worried about that.
So give us your thoughts on what do we need to do. I mean, this coming year, what do citizens have to do? Because there's some elections coming up in May and in April, and then, you know, just what do citizens need to do to address these things?
Well, the best thing they can do is start groups around town and go to these groups and get them energized and engaged with their city council person. That's, you know, these other elections coming up are state and national politics. I could care less about them. You know why? Because they really don't affect your day-to-day living here in San Antonio. Who does that? Our city council. Not only city council, but the school boards as well. Uh-huh. They are taking a big chunk of your property taxes. Half of every dollar goes to your school district. And you think that's taking some money? That's taking a big portion of your property taxes, paying for your local schools. So you need to get engaged with the school boards, get engaged with your city council, and, you know, start raising hell. That's all I can say is get big groups of people out there and get in there and complain and say, you, this is what you want, or this is what you don't want. And that's the only way you're going to take care of it at the local level, is through your city councilman or with your school board. And until they start feeling pressure that they see, well, maybe I need to do this or do that to take care of their voters, because those are the people that vote them into office, and you can't ignore them. And especially when the voices get louder and more often, even showing up down at City Hall and raising Cain down there. I mean, every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, you have an opportunity to go address city council. And you know, I would be there every week. I think the most people I would see there is like 10 people. And that's a golden opportunity to go down and voice your concerns. And of course, with agenda items on the Thursday meetings, you can go down there and speak on any topic as well. But until this city gets engaged, you know, we can barely get 10% of the people to vote, let alone go and get engaged in meetings with their council person. So, but that's the only way we're going to take care of it locally, for local taxes and local requirements, is get that city council engaged. Get them listening to you. So that's my recommendation.
Excellent. That is excellent. Local politics, folks, we've got to get involved in local politics. We've got to be seen and heard.
Yep.
Clayton, thank you so much for taking time today to be with us. We're going to be, you're a regular guest, and we're going to keep getting you on as often as we can, so that we can continue to inform the folks about what's going on in their backyard.
Absolutely. That'd be great, George, and I really enjoy it. And I'm I'm ready to talk anytime and about any subject here in San Antonio. Trust me.
You got it, my friend. Well, you have a good, safe New Year's, and we'll be chatting with you on the...
Yes, absolutely. And Happy New Year, everybody. Have a safe one.
You too. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.